Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why What Is Entrepreneurial Mindset? Unlocks 7x Faster Success. Now let's get started with today's show. Here's a staggering fact. 92% of businesses fail within 3 years. But here's what's fascinating. Entrepreneurs with a developed entrepreneurial mindset succeed at double the rate of those without it. Today, we're unlocking the exact thinking patterns that separate winners from quitters. So what exactly is entrepreneurial mindset? It's the ability to see problems as profitable opportunities, not roadblocks. While most people encounter a challenge and think, "This is impossible," entrepreneurs immediately shift to, "How can I solve this?" This mindset rests on three pillars: risk tolerance, creative problem solving, and relentless persistence. The beautiful thing? Anyone can develop this thinking, regardless of their background. The secret lies in what I call the opportunity recognition pattern. Successful entrepreneurs constantly scan their environment for gaps. Instead of asking, "What's already working?" they ask, "What frustrates people daily?" Every complaint you hear is potential gold waiting to be mined. I challenge you, write down three problems you noticed just today. Let me share Sarah Blakely's story. She cut the feet off pantyhose to create a smoother look under white pants. Instead of dismissing this personal hack, she recognized millions of women shared the same frustration. With just $5,000 and zero business experience, she turned that insight into Spanx, now worth over $1 billion. That's pure entrepreneurial thinking in action. Here's another crucial shift. Entrepreneurs view failure as data collection, not defeat. Each no brings you statistically closer to yes. When setbacks happen, ask, "What did this teach me?" instead of "Why me?" Celebrate small experiments and fast failures. They're your education fund, not your death sentence. Your action step starts right now. Identify one daily frustration in your life. Spend 5 minutes brainstorming how you could solve it for others. That simple exercise is your first step into entrepreneurial thinking. The opportunities are everywhere. You just need to train your mind to see them. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.